Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
That this has to do with something that very well could have been the fact that this juror may have been arrested back in the 1990s conducting some type of political vandalism against something, posters on the right, and it was not revealed, or he did not remember it and did not include it, and that is why that juror has been dismissed.
Google, you can't hide.
Google, you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
Google, you can't hide.
No. Google, you can't hide.
You are funding genocide.
You are funding genocide.
Sundar, you can't hide.
Sundar, you can't hide.
It's not possible for us to spend too much. We're spending too little. Let's expand the money for migrants. They need our support. They're not going anywhere. We are a welcoming city. We're going to stay that way. So let's make sure they are protected. Thank you. That's my public comments. Whoa. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments.
All right, welcome back on this Friday. Hope everybody had a wonderful week. Looking forward towards the weekend. You're going to have a good weekend. I played three audio clips back to back. So let's start with the first one. A juror that is seated in the Trump trial was just dismissed after it was found out that he was arrested for engaging in political vandalism against somebody on the right. He lied under oath to get Trump. It's a rigged trial. I mean, any trial in New York, I've been saying this since day one. He ain't getting a fair trial. In a city that voted, last time I looked at the numbers, it was like 94 or 95% for Biden. You're not going to get a fair trial there. That means 95% of them hate Trump. So you got 20 people on a jury. I guarantee you there might maybe one or two of them that are okay with Trump. But the rest of the people on there are probably against Trump. They just answered the questions correctly. Don't have anything that really stands out in their past. And therefore they could be on the jury and find him guilty of whatever they need to find him guilty of, just to punish him for being an American citizen. Not surprising that this juror was released. I think a lot of people are acting, especially on social media, they're acting as if you didn't know this. And I would caution anybody here that if you think that President Trump is going to get a fair trial in New York or D.C., you have lost your mind. Especially if you're on the political right and this is what you do, I would caution anybody listening to that person, because I don't think that they're aware of what's truly going on. There's no way this man gets a fair trial. It ain't happening. So not surprising that they found somebody. The only reason that he's getting thrown off the jury is because he had something in his past that was hard evidence and they could pull up. Otherwise, you know, they'd be none the wiser. I'm sure most of the people there all hate Trump and nobody's and none the wiser for it. And the trial is going to go however the trial goes. The second audio clip that you listened to was a group of Google employees thought it was a good idea to protest at work, upset about the Israel conflict with Hamas, because they're concerned about Palestine. They thought that it was probably a really solid idea to go over and protest at Google, which, you know, you would think Google would probably be sympathetic for the terrorists. That just kind of seems to be their way. However, all of these employees were arrested and fired from Google for their little demonstration. So good job, Google employees. You guys did a great job. You guys are fighting for something that is beyond stupid. And You thought you were going to do this big thing. You probably thought to yourself, man, we're going to be internet sensations. We're really going to rally things up. We're going to get the attention of the world. And at the end of the day, you know what you got? You got some silver cufflinks and you got a fast pass to the unemployment line. So good job there. And I would be venture to say, you're probably going to find it very difficult in the future now to find a job, not only because of your arrest report, but also because, you know what, most companies, regardless of whatever stance they want to put out politically, most companies are not interested in hiring people that are a problem. Most companies want to hire people that are excellent at what they do. They want to try to get you as cheap as they can because that's their way. That's for them, that's a winning situation. They don't want somebody that potentially could be a problem like that. So good luck finding jobs in the future to come. I don't think you guys are going to have the best of luck finding any positions after this. However, Napa Valley is filled with a bunch of liberal creeps anyway. So maybe one of these other liberal creeps will be happy to take in. I don't know, but good luck with that. The next audio clip you heard, we're going through them fast because it's Friday. At a Chicago council meeting, now, I can't tell you for sure if this guy is actually trolling or if this guy's serious. It sounds like he's trolling, but I'm not 100% sure. But there's a liberal there that instantly gets shut down by the black Chicago residents at the city council meeting. After demanding more money get taken from black communities to fund the wave of illegal aliens that are flooding in the city. You heard him. He said, we're spending too little. Again, I don't know if this guy's a troll or not. If he is, it's pretty epic. If not, it wouldn't surprise me if that is the way that certain people think in Chicago. I mean, it's become such a... You know, back in the day, I would say that it's become, the big word would be a ghetto. Chicago in its entirety is a ghetto now. And it's, I can't say that it's a ghetto. It's almost like the apocalypse. I mean, I haven't personally been to Chicago, to Philly, to New York to see it in person. But if I'm to believe all of the footage from YouTubers and people that are up there, the drug problems, the illegal immigrants, the crime on the streets, just everything that's going on in those cities, it's like apocalyptic. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It ain't a ghetto no more. You know, I think ghetto would be preferable, personally. Most people, we know how to get through and get by in the ghetto. There, I mean, the drugs, the illegal immigrants, the crime, the lawlessness that's just going on in these cities, I don't think we've seen anything like that in the past. But this was a funny clip because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how much are the taxpayers spending? I mean, you're talking about room and board, three meals a day for 100,000 people, more than that. It's quite a bit. I mean, I know they're running out of space and the tax dollars are being used to put these people in hotels. In some cases, they're even using school auditoriums to house these people, which I think is dangerous for the kids for sure. And how much are taxpayers spending, especially in their states, on this crisis? So to hear somebody come in there and say, you know, we need to spend more. We're not spending enough. You got to spend some more. You're going to piss a few people off there for sure. So if the guy was a troll, you know, hat off to him because that was actually pretty good. If the guy wasn't a troll, wow. Yeah, you guys have been indoctrinated since birth up there and you just, you know, you want to give away everything. Don't really care what happens. You must be comfortable living in Chicago. In Chicago, that is a dangerous town to be in right now. I mean, I know crime is bad and all the other ones that I had previously mentioned. But Chicago, you hear about the shootings, like, I mean, it's every weekend. And it's weird how in Chicago, it gets worse and worse as you get into the summer months. Usually Chicago in the summer is just literally the Wild West. I mean, you're hearing shootings nonstop. I ragged Lori Lightweight for it forever. I mean, it's like every weekend people are getting killed. Every weekend in your city, and you guys are more concerned with transgenderism, you're more concerned with housing migrants, you guys are more concerned with communist ways, that you guys are more concerned with restricting your local police forces than you are with actually catching some criminals and stopping some crimes. It's crazy. Chicago's got to be a rough town. It's a shame. You know, a lot of these are places that I think that not just people here at home. You know, if these were safe cities, you know, you always hear about the Chicago deep dish pizza. Unless you've been to Chicago, I'm sure you haven't had it their style. It's like New York. Unless you've been to New York, you haven't had pizza their style. You may have somewhere in town that's similar to that, but it's not the same thing as going there and you know, it's a different region, different water, different everything, and tasting it for yourself there. And it's a shame that a lot of these cities, these are cities from the past. These are cities people sung about. Hell, Frank Sinatra sung about Chicago. I mean, these are big cities that on all accounts should be cleaned up, should be safe, because they could really drive in tourism for people to come see these big massive cities and try all the food and everything, and you just can't do it. They're just not safe. I wouldn't bring my family. I'm about 1,000 miles from there. Yeah. I think I'm getting too close right now at 1,000 miles. That's about how much I want to be anywhere near any of those cities right now. They're just too dangerous for everybody. All right. Something that I've been talking to you guys about that, It's important to be level-headed and to be realistic. Okay, Joe Biden right now is getting hit by the worst ratings pretty much ever, and especially in key areas. However, there's 5 swing states, okay, that potentially can be a problem for Trump and a positive for Biden and can decide the election. Okay? People are admitting now that Trump was a much better president. The narrow margins in the swing states mean that Biden could still win the election in November. Okay, in a survey that was taken, 1,500 likely voters revealed that across the whole of the U.S., Trump has a commanding 5-point lead over Biden at a 42-37%. RF Kennedy is in third place at 14%. But polling dramatically narrows when you get all these swing states. Okay, right now, the swing states are 44 for Trump, 41 for Biden. That's only a 3-point lead. You know, that's definitely within the margin of error. And these are the states that will decide, you know, who becomes the next president. Most alarming for the Trump campaign is that Biden and him are neck and neck in Michigan at 43% each. That's troublesome. He's got to definitely put down some work in Michigan. Republicans lead by just about 1 point in Wisconsin, which again can be a big problem. Where Trump's pulling 45-44. Pennsylvania, Biden leads 45-42. Not a surprise in Pennsylvania, but Trump has to win a certain amount. Trump's got to win at least 3 of these if you want him in the game. There is some relief in 3 of the other swing states. Trump's got a massive 6-point lead in Georgia, 47-41. Georgia, where are you guys at? How all of a sudden is Georgia turning blue? Yeah, how'd you guys turn purple all of a sudden? Georgia, what are you guys doing up there? He's got a 5-point lead in Nevada and Arizona. I mean, that is a plus, but Arizona has not been the most reliable state as of late. You see, you've been losing, and not like you're losing massively, but you're losing key races in Arizona. I mean, Arizona's not the most reliable one. In Arizona, you guys got to put in some work down there too. The closeness in the swing states, and it's scary because it will decide who is going to be the next president, and it could be disastrous for Trump if Biden is within the margin of error in all those states going into the election. I keep telling everybody, this isn't going to be a walk in the park. Don't expect Donald Trump to come in here and wipe the floor with Biden. This is going to be tough, and you got to fight. I mean, hey, listen, anything's possible, and everybody can be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he comes in and wipes the floor with him, but don't you want to prepare yourself and play as if you're losing anyways just to make sure you give it 100%, 110%, give it everything you got to make sure as many people out to get out there and vote as you can? That is the smart way to play. It's the safe way to play. Right now, I think it's going to be close. We haven't seen any massive let me stop there. About the only place that we saw a really good sweep was in Florida. We turned red, but you had a lot of people relocating here because they were running from communist states that were trying to lock them down and destroy their lives. So we saw a pretty big Republican swing here in the state of Florida where we swept Florida. But besides that, in the rest of the country, everything has been pretty tight. And I expect it's going to be that way going forward. Of the people surveyed, 56% gave Biden a negative job rating opposed to the 40% positive. I don't know who the hell, what 40% of you think that Biden is doing a good job creating jobs when out of the last 13 months, he's had 11 revisions of negative job growth. The number has been less. And the only jobs being created are government jobs, which doesn't mean you're creating jobs. It doesn't mean the economy's growing. It means you're burdening the taxpayer even more. Two-thirds of Americans saying the economy is a top issue for them, 66%, also say that Biden has performed badly with the economy. Well, you know what, 66, again, who are the other 34%? I hope these are people that are just saying, yeah, I just don't really want to be involved in this. I don't want to answer anything. Because there's no way you could say we live in a good economy right now. Another 67% gave Biden a negative rating on foreign policy. I mean, big surprise there. Then out of the same group of people, 56% said that they were better off with Trump in the White House, and 52 to 37% say that Trump was a better president. I mean, we're really getting down to more than half of America. You're tipping close to 60% of America knows that Joe Biden was no good. If you can get 60% of America, especially 60% of the vote in the swing states that you need them in, then Trump's going to pull a win out. If you can't, then Biden's going to win. And if Biden wins, well, I think you guys know what's coming next.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.